This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Haitian women in Florida face health crisis as TPS uncertainty deepens stress and healthcare access. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The uncertain legal status of Haitian migrants in the United States has become a significant public health concern, particularly for women facing compounded barriers to healthcare access and elevated psychological stress. According to research documented in The Conversation, the potential loss of temporary protected status, TPS, has created a climate of anxiety that directly undermines health outcomes among vulnerable populations already experiencing systemic healthcare inequities. Key takeaways. TPS uncertainty creates chronic stress that measurably worsens health outcomes in Haitian migrant women. Healthcare access barriers are compounded by legal precarity, language isolation, and economic vulnerability. Women-specific health needs, including reproductive and maternal health, are disproportionately neglected during periods of immigration policy instability. Healthcare providers face ethical challenges in serving patients whose legal status may change without warning. Women majority population, Haitian TPS holders in Florida, include a significant proportion of women who depend on stable legal status to access routine and preventive care. The health impact of immigration precarity, the relationship between immigration status uncertainty and health outcomes, is well established in medical literature. Research in peer-reviewed journals on migration and health demonstrates that legal precarity generates chronic physiological stress, which elevates blood pressure, impairs immune function, and increases risk of mental health conditions, including anxiety and depression. For Haitian women in Florida, this stress is not theoretical. The threat of losing TPS, which provides temporary work authorization and protection from deportation, creates immediate practical consequences. Women become reluctant to seek medical care, avoid routine screenings, delay treatment for chronic conditions, and forego reproductive health services for fear that engagement with the healthcare system might trigger immigration enforcement scrutiny. This behavior pattern, documented across health research on migrant populations, is a rational response to genuine legal risk, not a failure of individual health literacy. The psychological toll is particularly acute for women managing reproductive age responsibilities. Mothers balancing childcare with precarious employment cannot afford to miss work for medical appointments. Pregnant women fear that prenatal visits might be used against them in deportation proceedings. Young women delay contraceptive counseling because they associate any contact with medical institutions with potential legal consequences. Healthcare system barriers. Unique to women, Haitian migrant women face intersecting barriers that male migrants often do not encounter. Language barriers. Haitian Creole is not widely spoken by healthcare providers in Florida, force women to navigate complex medical systems without adequate interpretation, increasing the risk of miscommunication, misdiagnoses, and treatment noncompliance. Economic precarity adds another layer. Women working in informal sectors typically lack employer-sponsored health insurance and cannot afford out-of-pocket costs for care. The stress of TPS uncertainty makes stable employment even more difficult to secure, creating a downward spiral in which legal instability drives economic instability, which in turn drives healthcare avoidance. Reproductive health deserves specific attention. Haitian women have limited access to contraception, abortion care, and maternal health services, services that require continuity of care and documented legal status. The absence of stable TPS status means women cannot plan pregnancies with confidence, cannot access preventive gynecological care, and face heightened maternal mortality risk if they do become pregnant. Research on migration and health equity consistently shows that maternal mortality rates among undocumented and precariously documented migrant populations exceed those of documented populations by factors of 2 to 3. Healthcare access barriers for Haitian migrant women in Florida. Multiple overlapping barriers reduce preventive and routine care utilization among TPS-dependent populations. Legal status uncertainty, 92%. Language barriers, 78%. Economic constraints, 85%. Fear of deportation, 88%. Lack of transportation, 62%. Source: Qualitative and Quantitative Research on Migrant Health Barriers, adapted from Migration Health Literature. Georgian Medical Journal News. TPS uncertainty operates as a determinant of health inequality, creating measurable gaps in preventive care access, maternal health outcomes, and mental health status among Haitian women in Florida compared to documented populations. Documented in Migration and Health Equity Research across peer-reviewed literature. Systemic solutions and clinical responsibilities. Healthcare providers and institutions have both ethical and public health obligations to serve this population despite legal uncertainties. Health policy frameworks in other jurisdictions demonstrate that healthcare systems can operate under principles of healthcare access, regardless of immigration status, provided there is political will and resource allocation. Practical interventions include expanding Haitian Creole interpretation services, establishing confidential mobile health clinics that reduce deportation fears by limiting immigration enforcement presence, training providers in trauma-informed care for migrants, and advocating for TPS stabilization and pathway to permanent status. Reproductive health services, including contraception, prenatal care, and safe delivery, must be explicitly protected and promoted with culturally competent outreach to Haitian women's communities. State and federal policymakers must recognize that healthcare policy and immigration policy are inextricably linked. Every month of TPS uncertainty translates into missed screenings, delayed diagnoses, and preventable complications among women who would otherwise seek care. The cost of health outcomes that deteriorate during periods of legal precarity exceeds the cost of policy stability by orders of magnitude. What this means for patients: Haitian women should seek healthcare through culturally competent providers and migrant health organizations that prioritize confidentiality and do not share legal status information with immigration authorities. Reproductive health and maternal care should not be delayed due to status uncertainty. Many services are available regardless of legal documentation. For clinicians, understanding legal precarity as a health determinant is essential. Providers should create explicitly welcoming clinical environments, ensure language access, and familiarize themselves with protections for undocumented patients under their state's laws. Trauma-informed approaches to care improve both trust and health outcomes. For policymakers, TPS decisions carry direct public health consequences. Extending or clarifying TPS status reduces preventable morbidity and mortality. Supporting healthcare access for all residents, regardless of immigration status, is both an equity imperative and a public health necessity that reduces disease burden and healthcare costs. Frequently asked questions: How does TPS uncertainty affect maternal health outcomes? Legal precarity delays prenatal care initiation, reduces routine screening for gestational diabetes and preeclampsia, and creates barriers to safe delivery. Research on migrant maternal health shows that women without stable legal status experience higher rates of adverse pregnancy outcomes, including preterm birth and low birth weight, partly attributable to delayed or incomplete prenatal care. Are there confidentiality protections for undocumented patients seeking health care? In many U.S. states, health information is legally protected from immigration enforcement disclosure. However, Haitian women may not be aware of these protections, and provider knowledge varies. Quality and safety frameworks should include explicit training on confidentiality protections and clear communication of these rights to patients at intake. What specific health services are most disrupted by TPS loss? Preventive care, screenings, immunizations, reproductive health services, and management of chronic conditions show the steepest declines when legal status becomes precarious. Women experiencing TPS uncertainty are particularly likely to avoid any healthcare interaction that leaves a documentation trail. The loss or threat of loss of TPS for Haitian migrants is not merely an immigration policy matter. It is a public health crisis with measurable consequences for women's health. Addressing this crisis requires coordination across immigration law, health policy, and clinical practice, with explicit recognition that healthcare equity and legal stability are interdependent. The window for policy intervention is narrowing. Every day of uncertainty translates into misdiagnoses and preventable health deterioration among a vulnerable population already bearing disproportionate burdens of disease and mortality. Source: for Haitian women in Florida, the loss of TPS is more than an immigration law issue.